Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begnaud.
I think life is all about walking a mile in the shoes of someone else when you can and understanding what they're going through. For example, have you ever had a kid that was sick so you had to call out from work to take care of them? Of course, most of you have. But for those of us who don't have kids, we don't know what that means. But I do have a dog that I treat like a child, and over the weekend he was running a fever. I thought he was doing better, but last night he kind of took a turn for the worse. Right now he's listed in critical condition at an animal hospital in New York City. He's got fluid outside of his lungs, and they're trying to figure out why. I am one of those people who had to call out and cancel all my work commitments. I now get what it means, and I'm going to be more understanding of my colleagues who have to do it. I'll keep you posted on how the little guy does.